One big question for retailers is whether the economy has fundamentally changed.
Whether the economy that depends heavily on them may be shifting. NPR's Adam Davidson of our Planet Money team has been following that part of the story. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Renee.
Help us out here. Consumer spending is weak, but it's not plummeting. That sounds like a good thing, but why is it so important?
Well, consumer spending is the driver for our economy. And that might sound obvious. Anything you make, you want to sell. Anyone who has a store is trying to sell things. But you can look at other economies like China, where really exports to other countries drives their economy. Or you can look to oil-rich nations where oil wealth drives their economy. But here in the U.S., it's all about consumer spending. It's more than two-thirds of our economy. And anyone who makes any money in the U.S. is making it because some consumer somewhere decided to spend money. So when consumers stop spending money, that causes real, real problems, the problems that we are dealing with.
And of course, we're getting into the big money spending season. What do these numbers mean for the upcoming holiday shopping?
There is one huge question that is on the mind of every economist and every business CFO, which is, are we in for a quick recovery? Is this like many recessions in recent years where there will be a steep decline and then a quick move upwards? Or are we in for just a long, miserable slog? And it's really up to us. It's up to how much we spend in the next year or two. This Christmas being when a lot of that spending happens will tell us a great deal about whether we can expect to be in a much healthier economy in early 2010, or whether we should just prepare for another year of slow, tepid growth.
Although, Adam, there are those who say this recent economic pain, and ongoing for many actually, has started a shift from being a consuming country to a savings country. Is that true?
Certainly, it is true for this last year. We had, close to a 0% savings rate. That's now up closer to 5%. That's a dramatic, dramatic change in just 12 months. The Depression really changed a generation or two's attitude to money and savings. I don't think this crisis was long or deep enough to make that kind of change. But people are noticing already that people are spending a lot less, even people with jobs. Small businesses are saying this is their number one problem. They can't get people to buy stuff, which means that those businesses have to give steeper and steeper discounts to seduce people to come into the store, which means that those businesses can't hire new people, can't raise the salaries of their employees. It also means that the manufacturers who deliver them goods can't raise their prices as much. So if we are shifting from a consuming nation to a savings nation, that might on the face of it sound good, but that will cause severe, severe pain.
Okay, so besides combing through receipts, about kind of basically finding out what people are buying and spending their money on, what else are economists looking at?
There is so much economic data. It's really overwhelming, all the data that comes out. But what I recommend to people who are not active economists is really there are two key numbers. There's consumer spending and there's unemployment. Consumer spending drives the rest of our economy. So that really is going to tell you. That's a leading indicator. That's going to tell you where we are heading, how we are doing. Unemployment, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. This, we want this economy to support the maximum number of people who can be profitably employed. We're now about at 10%. That has a feedback effect. It makes people even more nervous, even less likely to spend, which makes it even harder to break out of an economic downturn. But those are, I would say, the key numbers, consumer spending and unemployment.
Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money team, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.